This is called The History of My Feeling, and it's one of the poems I wrote when I was living in Portland. I was teaching at Reed College for a year, and it's a pretty dark time for me, but it just rained constantly. I read a poem to one of the workshops this afternoon that I wrote in February after it had literally been raining every day since, well, John and Barbara were there that same year, they can vouch for it. It had been raining since September. Or if the water wasn't literally, you know, collecting in the air, it was hanging in this large gray thing over the city. Anyway, so all my poems that I wrote there had rain in them, literally, as does this. And this also goes back to Iowa City, where I had been teaching the year before. It's called The History of My Feeling. The history of my feeling for you. Or is it the way you change and are blameless like clouds? Reminds me of the sky in Portland and the morning I unpacked and found the white plates from Iowa City broken, consistently surprising with cracks, petals like new math theories smashed with the purposeful fingers of chance. I love the plates. They were remnants from an auction which still goes on in my head because of the auctioneer's body and his sexy insinuations about the goods he was selling. But to Ruth, who talked them into their thin wraps of newspaper, what we were sharing was departure, and two lives breaking, and learning to mend into new forms. We had loved our husbands, torn our bodies in classic ways to bear children, Sammy, David, Wesley. Now we loved new men and wept together so that the plates weren't important and hadn't been packed with the care I might have given had I been alone. But Ruth was with me. You were gone, like this storm that's been arriving and disappearing all morning. I awoke to hear heavy rain in the gutters. The light was uncertain and my feelings had grown less sure. Last night, pinned by a shaft of pain, your presence and your absence, I knew clearly that I hated you for entering me profoundly, for taking me inside you, for husbanding me, claiming all that I knew and did not know, yet letting me go from you into this unpredictable and loneliest of weathers.